You're listening to SBS News.
The man, outgoing federal Liberal MP Anne Sudmalis, has accused of bullying and betrayal, says it's the member for Gilmore who is mistreating him. Ms. Sudmalis has accused New South Wales state Liberal MP Gareth Ward of a campaign of what she describes as narcissistic revenge against her that has driven her from Parliament. Ms. Sudmalis used parliamentary privilege on Monday to make the accusations against Mr. Ward.
Was it because they thought I'd lose the next election? Hardly, when I had the confidence of the former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and the current Prime Minister Scott Morrison openly stating on national television their support for me. This was all about Gareth's narcissistic revenge, planned and plotted. I have decided that enough is enough.
Parliamentary privilege gives politicians the right to say whatever they want in Parliament without fear of any legal repercussions. As long as they're speaking in Parliament, they cannot be sued in a defamation case, for instance, or face a criminal prosecution for breaching secrecy laws. Ms. Sudmalis says she has received little or no support from the New South Wales State Division while waiting for the pre-selection process during the past 6 months. She's also named the editor of the Milton Ulladulla Times newspaper, John Hanscom, for working with Mr. Ward to misrepresent her in the media. But Mr. Ward denies he's been running a campaign against Ms. Sudmalis and has challenged her to voice her allegations outside the protection of Parliament.
If there was any evidence to support the claims that Ms. Sudmalis made, I challenge her to make them outside of Parliament where she's not protected by parliamentary privilege. As someone who was bullied because of my disability at school, I know what it's like to be bullied, and I wouldn't wish that or want that for anybody. So the comments tonight, I think, are more reflective of someone who's bitter towards me than the other way around.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's 100% confident bullying is not an issue within the federal parliamentary Liberal Party. Mr. Morrison says Ms. Sudmalis and others he's spoken to in recent weeks are concerned at bullying within the party's organisational wing. The Prime Minister says he's requested the federal executive to come up with a rigorous complaints process to settle such concerns, and he's called for an end to game playing within politics.
This can happen in the local branches of any organisation, and happen in the local branches of a PNC, frankly. But I don't think it probably gets as willing as what we've seen in politics. And it's important that party members, like parliamentary members, always remember why they're involved in politics, and that's to serve the Australian people, not to carry on with stupid games.
Ms. Sudmalis will quit at the next election, dealing a blow to Prime Minister Scott Morrison's attempts to get more women into Parliament. Her decision to exit Parliament comes after Victorian Liberal Julia Banks also announced she will quit at the election, while Queensland Liberal Jane Prentice is going after losing her own pre-selection. Overall, less than a quarter of federal Liberal MPs are women, compared to almost half of Labor representatives. The opposition spokesman for Employment and Workplace Relations, Brendan O'Connor, says the Liberal Party is facing a crisis in terms of female representation.
People expect more women to be represented in all positions of society, and yet this party, this Liberal Party, likes to set itself up as being a modern organisation, is actually not reflected in the women involved. And that does explain in part some of the allegations made by women in the Liberal Party about the conduct of men in the Liberal Party.
There have been calls for quotas to be put in place to increase female representation in the Liberal Party. Prime Minister Morrison has so far rejected the suggestion. Liberal Senator Anne Rustin says there is a lot the Liberal Party can do to make sure that women are encouraged to get into Parliament without trying to put quotas in place. Senator Rustin has told Sky News there could be unintended negative consequences with a quota system.
You know, there are a lot of things that we can do to make sure that women are encouraged to take the journey and go along the pathway to get into our parliament without actually having to put quotas in place, which often actually have unintended detrimental consequences in terms of the people that you get into this parliament. We still must always strive to have the best possible people here representing the people of Australia when it comes to making the really important decisions that actually impact their everyday lives.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.